We were both driving in silence, and we were just like, I miss him.
The absence was very much felt.
Yeah, it was. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's so sweet, man. I talk about you guys all the time. It's so funny.
Oh.
You, because since I feel like I have pedigree now, you know what I mean? Like, when I talk about you guys, I feel like it's like, yeah, look at what we made. Look at the Christmas special, bitch. That's them. They did that.
It's not me. That's them.
It's not me. I didn't do that shit.
They're real. See, I told you they went to
yeah, no, legit. It's like they're in a different state. Like, they're not. They're not fake.
They're not figments of my imagination.
I told you I have a girlfriend.
I'm sad. Dude, it's sad when, like, when it's real, and no one believes you, but then you get broken up with over the phone, and you're like, damn. You know?
It's
like you move, and then you're like, you still have, like, a whatever, like, you know, elementary girlfriend, and then you're like, and you're like, guys, she goes to another school. I swear to God. She goes, Tonalia, guys, I swear, look it up. It's real. And then you get broken up with a week later. And she's like, where's your girlfriend? I'm like, oh. Huh. About
I'm like really going through something.
Guys, go easy on me, man.
Have you guys ever done that? Have you ever lied about someone being your girlfriend?
Yeah.
No.
Tommy took a real hard stance.
No, I was moving the pillow when I said that.
Can't hear you at fucking all, dog.
You can't hear me? Fine, I'll get on the computer for you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I lied about my first kiss.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I don't want to say it. It's embarrassing. For some reason, it's embarrassing.
Every time I just want to tell you a little trick that I've been doing. Every time I think about, like, something that I'm embarrassed of, I just stop and say out loud, I'm 27 years old. And then I'm like, yeah, I don't really have time to be thinking about that shit. And then I move on with my life.
I don't know. I think it's because I regret it. It's a
try
regret
it.
In my life.
But, no, but try it. Say it out loud. Try it.
Let us know.
Try it.
So, I lied about my first kiss.
Say what I say.
After I'm 27 years old.
Damn, you broke.
I'm 27 years old and I lied about my first kiss.
This is like an AA meeting.
That just worked. Like, how does that not work for you? How does it, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. It didn't make me feel bad. It was just like more, it was confirmation. It's like, my name's Jesus and I'm an alcoholic. It's like, it didn't make me feel good, man.
No. The point of it is it's supposed to make it look small. You know what I mean? Like,
it made it feel real small.
Made me feel like I put a magnifying glass on it.
No, you have to say, like, I'm 27 years old. I'm married. I have a job. I lied about my first kiss. Who cares?
Oh, God.
That's a little embarrassing, Jesus.
Say I'm 27 years old to that. No, this is good exercise. Respond to that. Say I'm 27 years old.
I'm 27 years old.
That's good. You heard that confidence?
Yeah, I heard it.
I'm 27 years old. Like, I'm done. Like, it's like, to me, in my mind, I'm like, there's no response to that. Like, you know? Like, my life is over already. Like, I don't have dreams anymore. I'm 27 years old.
No, you think it gives you
You think I give a fuck that I peed my pants in front of my crush? I'm 27 years old.
Did that?
I'm 27 years old.
Dude, I'm telling everybody.
Tom, you're so...
I'm almost 30. And I... and I pissed my pants in front of my crush. I'm almost 30 years old.
Did you stay there the whole time? Or yeah. Did you just... Oh, crap, and run away.
I just try to pretend like she couldn't see it. And I don't know if she did. I don't know if she ever did see it. But I just pretended like she didn't. And I just kept talking.
Oh, damn.
I don't know.
Is there piss in my pants or am I just happy to see you? I love you, right, Rebecca.
So you lied. Jesus. So you lied about your first kiss.
Yes.
Wait, what was the lie again? I didn't hear.
27 years old.
Yeah, maybe you could hear if you got on your fucking computer.
What do you think I'm doing right at this moment?
You're talking on your phone. You're like laying on your... In my head, you're like laying on your back with your phone in your hand up to your ear.
I am here. I am getting the things, doing the things.
Do you play with your penis when you're bored?
Dude, what?
Every hour on the hour.
Stop.
But you know what I'm saying? Do you ever just like, you're like at the computer watching a video and you're just like, why is my hand in my crotch?
No, I do that oftentimes because it like, not, I'm not playing with it. I'm just like, it's like a comfort thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I know what you mean. You're not like, it's nothing sexual. It's literally just like, you're just,
yeah.
It's like almost,
it's not even. Yeah. Like, it's not even fun. It's like, you know, it's like when you put your cheek on your hand and you just like lean it there. Like, that's what I'm doing, but with my balls, you know? It's like my balls lean in my cup hand. In the other hand. It's like a cup.
Cup your nuts.
For comfort.
Gotcha. You think women do that? But like in their own way. Not
with their tits, I'm sure. Cause titties are heavy, dude. Or like
let me just hold these up or like put them somewhere so that way.
No lie, this might be TMI. Sometimes I would hold my ex's tits for her. Like, is it like not in like a sexual way, just like one time I just put my arm under and I like lifted up and she was like, oh my God, thank you so much. And I was like, wow, these things are heavy. It's real, dude. I'm sure some ladies like to just let them hang and other people are like, I need to lay on my stomach and just like not feel the weight of these dragging me down.
Damn.
So that's like stupid.
I know. I feel like that has like a more righteous like cause than me just like I'm touching it. Like I'll just be like my hands are in my pants for no reason. Like I'm literally just like groping myself, but not sexually, just straight up out of like boredom or just habit.
So, well, sometimes that's how you find out that you have a lump in your groin, shit. And you should go to the doctor.
It'll fix itself. What's a little lump here and there, right?
Yeah, my nuts are lumpy. Like, what? Who gets it? They're nuts.
It was like a baby Ruth bar.
Jesus. Tommy, where are you, man?
You're downloading update 14 of 14.
Holy oh damn. God. It's been a minute, huh?
Yeah, when was the last time you were on your computer?
Yesterday, but Discord, last time we did this, I think.
14 updates since the last time we...
Well, I mean, not necessarily you guys, but me, yeah.
How many people do you think work at Discord?
What?
It's a company. Like, triple digit numbers for sure.
Triple digit for at sure. Least, damn. At least three. That's wow. That's a lot of workers, man.
Yeah, I think so. Like, Discord isn't small. They almost got bought out by Microsoft.
Wait, let me actually, I mean, meaning to ask you, now you just popped into my head. So
you just reminded me of something.
You're a software engineer.
Hello.
Hey.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, sound good. So much better. Oh my
god. Am I better now?
I can.
Do you guys approve of me now?
You.
Do you guys love me now?
Now, yeah, I do love you.
Actually,
I wish I loved me.
I wish you did.
Well,
too,
don't worry about that because I love you.
Okay. So what was the thing? What y'all talking about, yo?
I need to write down a date idea that I forgot to write down. I've been writing down date ideas because, like, I run out
of date ideas.
Date ideas. Date. Ideas for dates.
So far, give me some.
Bird Park. There's a little park. It's called Bird Park. And
the birds in it?
Not really, but it has a very wide, like, green area where you can just kind of sit down and watch the sunset. And you can see a lot of the city. So, if I...
Dude.
I wish somebody took me there.
Dude, if someone was like, hey, let's go to Bird Park and watch the sunset, I'd be like, damn. Like... That's some beautiful shit right there. Like someone who likes to watch the sunset, and then the sun is setting. They look over at me and being like, "It was really nice sharing this with you." Like, I don't know. It's kind of cheesy and corny, but I like to watch the sunset just because I know that, you know, even though it sets every day, this one was uniquely here. So, and thank you for sharing that with me.
Fucking lame. Fucking corny.
Yeah, that was pretty lame.
I'd report you.
I would too.
I'd report you. I'd be watch out for this guy. He's dangerous. He's manipulative.
Very.
Whoa. All right.
Do you want to know other ones?
Yeah. Give me a few more.
Okay. Roller skating is one, but I think that would be like a second or a third date.
I'm not really good at roller skating.
That's okay. That's the point.
Oh, to fall down?
Yeah. Fall down together.
Oh, that's cute.
Exactly.
I do feel like just because of Tommy's response, that has to be like a third or fourth date.
Yeah.
I think most people would be like, I'm not good at that. It's a physical thing. I suck. I'm going to, you know, no one wants to be like, oh, we have to go to the roller rink and then I got to wear like elbow pad and shit because I don't know how to skate.
Yeah. I learned my lesson with that after I invited someone to go roller skating on a first date because I was very excited about it, and they bailed on me. Anyway, they stood me up. Balboa Museum. That's another
place. Oh, hell yeah.
It's a museum. The only problem with that one is that a lot of people have been there. I haven't
been there.
Yeah, I haven't been there.
You haven't been there with me?
Let's see. I took these two girls on the same date, and I think I'll use it again. Why not? It's ramen, and then right next to the ramen place is one of my favorite gelato spots, where I regularly get free ice cream.
I was gonna guess that it was an ice cream place.
Yeah. And then I have some other places that I haven't exactly like one is maybe like a second date just because the environment's like more, a little more like lively, you know what I mean? There's a lot more like noise happening, I guess. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
A lot more distractions.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Like, it's a place where like there are like board games and like you can play darts. There's like karaoke. There's like bowling. You know what I mean? You could just like sit down and eat. Or like go to the bar or something. Like, it's a big place, but you know, because of that, there's like a lot of noise and blah blah blah. It's not Dave and Buster's. If you're thinking that it's Dave and Buster's, it's not Dave and Buster's.
Is it Dave and Buster's?
It's not. I know that what I described sounds exactly like Dave and Buster's. It's not
Dave and Buster's.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
I have a problem about like taking people on dates to. like like named places, you know what I mean? Like I don't know, is that like McDonald's? Yeah, what do you call them? Like chains? Like I don't know. Like
yo, franchise.
Like yo, let's go to Chuck E. Cheese. Like
yeah, hell yeah. Peter Piper, I'm there.
Do you think that's beneficial to you, or like it sometimes fucks you up because you can't be like, yo, Shake Shack's right there. Let's grab some real quick.
I mean, it definitely like my first date with my ex, I took her to a movie, and then we went to In-N-Out. And yeah, I guess that wasn't that bad. She kissed me, so
nice,
dude. Fucking what? Creepy. He said that was weird.
It was enthusiastic.
No, it wasn't. It was sexual. You said.
Yeah, especially considering the previous conversation.
No.
Yeah.
I think you're horny and you're putting that on me.
No. I'm really not.
I need you guys to stop.
My penis has never been more shriveled and phallic. And phallus? What's the word? Not
rock
phallic,
hard.
The opposite of that.
Water
flaccid.
Soft.
Flaccid. It's flaccid. Flaccid. Flaccid.
You're flaccid.
Flaccid and small.
And small.
Yeah.
Very small. You need a magnifying glass to see where it is.
We're the same.
So small.
Last date idea, or last two, is like a place that's basically a mall. And coffee.
Just a mall?
It's a place. It's called Liberty Station.
Oh, I know where that is.
You do? Liberty. It's like
yeah,
a nice
it's right
place
next to the airport.
Yeah. It's like a nice place you can walk around. There's like a bunch of
that's
other.
It's nice. Outdoorsy kind of stuff. But
yeah.
Like the buildings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's where Sarah's sister had her wedding at.
Liberty Station? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's cool.
It's crazy. How I was
it's very pretty there. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it wasn't my wedding. I don't know, I'm apologizing. I don't know.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. Do those date ideas sound nice?
They do sound nice.
I like the Liberty Station one, because I like that place.
Liberty.
Liberty.
How come there's no, like... I feel like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just... Never mind. Your date ideas are way better.
He's got stuff planned out.
Whoa. No. Because you have notes? Do you have notes?
No, I don't have notes.
Are you saying you have notes? No, if you have notes, give me the notes. Like, I can improve. Like, what can I improve on?
Like, I like natural history museums, so you can see all the dead things that are dead.
I would take an emo bitch there. Hell yeah.
Damn.
Check out this dead shit.
I like the dead stuff. They're all dead.
Should make you happier or what?
Yeah, does this make you excited about this dead shit? Shit, you already know, girl. Here's a black rose.
Tony's got it all planned out. That's beautiful. Like, on the spot. Like, he's got it.
So stupid.
I was saying that maybe my idea of a date is just because I've been married for so long is like it's probably like some seventh date shit where I'm like, how come there's no like the like Nintendo Switch ad? You know, hike up a mountain, bring the Nintendo Switch, play some Mario Kart. You know, drive to In-N-Out, get a hand job.
In the ad?
Yeah.
I don't think you can show that on TV. I don't know.
Well, they did show somebody playing it on the toilet.
It's so, very far away from what he described.
Oh, think about it. Most ejaculations probably happen in the bathroom.
Oh my god. Because it doesn't mean
Such a wild fucking such a wild statistic to just like throw out there.
If you think to about justify it.
It's yeah, like, to hey, justify
it's,
it.
It's happened before.
I think that is some like real comfortable, like that's not a date you're going on with somebody that you're meeting, right? Like that's a date that you're going on with someone who you already know and you like know would be cool with that kind of thing.
Yeah, I guess like if
the toilet
didn't get me there, then I wouldn't go on that date.
Yeah, no, if like yeah.
Yeah, if like the text messages were very like short and I didn't get much info, but they agreed on a date, I would definitely hit up a, you know, restaurant.
Yeah.
And then like some place I can walk or chill.
Having coffee, like even though I don't drink coffee, like the idea of that as a first date for people that like with that kind of candor, like that they haven't been responding very consistently, they're like yes, no, like sure, like it, you know, I'm like they'll probably fake flake or whatever, like coffee shop, you know, I'll drive there, I'll sit down. And then if they don't show up, it's not like the end of the, like, it doesn't feel as bad as when you're at a restaurant at night and like you have to tell the waiter, I'll take the check.
That makes me so sad.
Real things that happen to people on that date. Sorry, what did you say?
Say a bar. What do you think that, because I feel like if my first date's at a coffee shop, I think I might be a little too judgmental depending on the drink they get.
Seriously.
And I think it'll tell me a lot about them.
How is that any different from a bar?
Because at a bar, at least it's like, this is a social setting. At a coffee shop, right? It's like, this is going to be an intimate setting, right? So it's like, I have to take more in about you. Whereas in at a bar, it's like, okay, where it's like half social, half event. So it's like, yeah, maybe at the bar, we start playing some like pool, you know, we start shooting darts. I don't really care about what you're drinking. I'm there to like, but at a coffee shop, it's like, I'm there to like get to know you and talk to you.
Can I be real with you? Can I be real with you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I mean this like with all the love in my heart.
Uh-oh.
I really do. I mean this with all the love in my heart. None of us here have the charisma to compete with the kind of guys that go to a bar. Do you understand me? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally. I got.
If you bring your date to a bar, you know, like, be prepared for her to be talking to other people and potentially not go home with you.
But you're going to the wrong bar. I'm not asking like. I'm not talking like let's go to fucking, I don't know, like some packed ass event going on, music in the background, like live music. I'm talking like, hey, this is like a local sports bar. You know, it's like there's some music going on, but it's basically a restaurant, but with like pool and.
So, I don't know what fucking magical bar you're going to where it, like it has that chill of a vibe, but. All I'm saying is if you like picture a bar in your mind, if you bring your date to that bar with your level of charisma and confidence, she's going home with somebody else. I'm just being honest with you.
Okay. I just think that if I go to a coffee shop with someone and they get black coffee, like no milk or creamer, that says a lot about them. If they get something that's really sweet with whipped cream on top, that says a lot about them. And so
okay,
what does it say about them?
Okay, I think that if you get black coffee, just straight black, it means that you like coffee, right? You are just a person who's a connoisseur of coffee. And I can't.
Seriously?
No, yeah, seriously, if you're a person,
like,
and you're efficient, or two, you're like, you love the taste, the pure taste of coffee. And those two attitudes, I cannot date someone who's like, It's just efficient. I don't care about milk and sugar. It's just like, I just have it black. I need it for the energy. It's like, I don't vibe with that person. Two, the other person who's like, oh, but like, it's just the coffee bean, the way it's roasted. This place does it really good. It's really good just by itself. It's like, well, that's not the type of person I'm with. And then same thing goes with the sugary stuff. It's like, if I see something decked out, you got the wafer in it, you got the whipped cream in it. It's like, okay, I think like you like coffee, but you like, this is a dessert to you, right? And just kind of indicates to me, it's like, I don't know, just someone who's like probably too either like, you can even indicate two things. It's like, you don't like too much, like your palate is very sweet, and that might mean that our options are going to be limited later, or it might mean that you're very jolly and chipper and you like to, you know, and even then I'm just like, I don't think I'm with that. That's what I'm saying. Like, everyone has their own coffee that they vibe with. And if you don't vibe with like the certain coffee they pick,
hey Tommy,
then I can't.
Hey Tommy, you know what I think? I think if I went on a date with someone at a coffee shop and they stared at my coffee for 2 minutes, I probably wouldn't be interested.
Yeah, they're just like staring at the coffee, going, you know, yeah, making this face at it. And it's like, what black? Are you doing, weirdo?
Yeah.
I'm just getting coffee, man. Don't judge me on my coffee. Using my coffee as a horoscope to like know things about me instead of directly asking me things
while
that
I'm here telling you about
trying
like,
to find out what
hey,
my personality
my,
is.
My life
judging
is like this.
Based
and,
off
you know, I really feel like
stuff.
I can be open with you.
He's a coffee empath. He thinks he knows what people are thinking and then just agrees with it.
Yeah, I think honestly what I've learned from this is that Jesus isn't the right person for me.
Not the right person for me either.
Not the right person for anyone, maybe.
Maybe. I think we broke him.
I think we did.
I think we went too far.
Oh no.
Jesus.
Buddy.
I'm sorry.
I'm back. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I had to take a break for that. It hurt my feelings a little bit. So,
Damn.
Wait.
No, I just okay, look, I
No, you've talked enough. I'm joking.
Whoa.
Okay.
I'm joking. It's Zeus. I'm joking.
Oh, it's this is no, rough. He keeps going.
No, look, I genuinely, sometimes I bring up topics just for the sake of like, I want to conversate and have something fun. And I think sometimes I probably bring it off like in a way that I'm very serious. And and I just realized that, like, I shouldn't be doing that because I think people think I'm genuine. And then I don't know.
I feel like you were doing a bit, and then we responded to that bit with another bit, and now
yeah, we outbitted your bit.
And now you feel like they took it seriously, and they made me feel bad with
That's
their
the
bit.
That's the bit.
Like, but we understand that your thing was a bit. Like, we get it. You know, we don't think you're that serious about it, man. We're just, you know, we're riffing
right
off of that.
I just didn't know how to riff off of that.
No, okay, it's totally fine, man. Like, we could drop the whole thing. I could also genuinely respond to like what you said
genuinely
earlier,
respond.
but if you don't if you don't want to take it that seriously, like, we don't. You know, like, I get okay. There's two choices when you bring up something like that. It's either riff off of it like it's a bit, or respond to it very genuinely with like my own opinions and thoughts. And we chose the latter, or we chose the former instead of the latter. And
it was funny.
And I thought it was pretty funny too.
Well,
but if you would,
funny.
If
was,
you would
yeah.
rather us like actually discuss what we think about, you know, that tactic and whether or not we want to bring a date to a coffee shop, we're happy to do so. You know, like, I think it's just better, you know, to kind of communicate plainly about these things. I want to be very transparent with you that I do care about you and your opinions, and I don't think you're dumb if that was a genuine opinion.
No, it wasn't. I'm saying, like, okay. How do I communicate that, like, the part that I want you to go off of is not the part that how because, like, of course you can ask a question that's so ridiculous you have to make fun of the question itself. But I'm saying, how do I make someone grasp onto the part where it's like, I didn't want you to agree with me, but I was like, oh, okay, I wanted you to start, I don't know how to explain it. It's like, fuck. It's like,
we flabbergasted him.
No, the part of the bit is like, I wanted you to hop on this bit rather than like, I didn't think this.
Oh,
this
you didn't want a counter bit.
Oh, you didn't want a no, but you wanted a yes. And we no butted you.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. I mean, I feel like you didn't. I feel like it was still funny though. I was like, hey, hop on the train. And then you got on like the
different train.
You got on a different train, but it's still like this. You got on like the front end and I'm like on the back.
Yeah, I get you. We're going the same direction, but we weren't together.
Yeah, we did. We did exclude you a lot from that.
Yeah, it was just us too.
We did just like put you on the outside. We're like, hey, we're going to have fun with this right now. And I get that, man.
And I had fun.
And I also had fun. I didn't mean for it to be at the expense of your enjoyment.
I did.
But in my opinion, I had fun because of the bit that you set up. But now,
without
actually,
you, we wouldn't have got there.
Yeah, without you, we wouldn't have gotten to the front of the train, you know? You know what I mean? It's like you paid for our ticket, and then we're at the front of the train with just us. And you're on the train with us, but you're not having the good time that we're having. And I get that now.
No.
And now I want to invite you to the front of the train with us.
No, because now I realize that, like, no, because now I realize that. Like, I'm not offended with what you said. I'm not even offended. I was just like, damn, I wasn't able to like get them on the bit that I was on because my question or my scenario was so like ridiculous that the funnier the option was to be like, yo, that question's dumb.
But here, like, shit. You know what, man? I totally get that, but I think this is a lesson in improv. You know what I mean? Like, I think sometimes your partners take it in a way that you didn't expect and not a way that you wanted. But I think what you've done now is communicated that. And in the future, when we improvise and we try to riff off of your bits, we'll try to make it not so heavy on how ridiculous is this premise, everyone. That is dumb. And we're not dumb like him. You know?
I took the
I'm gonna be real with you. I'm gonna forget entirely and just repeat what I already done.
See, in my head, what I took from this was like, okay, phrase your initial thing funnier, so that way they're like, yeah, that's funny. Let me add to that. Because I get that idea. What you said was so ridiculous. I have to make fun of you now.
Because what you wanted us to say was, hey, you know. Oh, yeah, you're right. If she gets an iced chai latte, that bitch has herpes. Like, that's the bit that you wanted us to riff off of. Like, that's the direction you wanted us to take it, but it's not what we chose. And, you know, the way we started riffing, you weren't on. Like, I understand, man. I get it. I've been there. I've been there with other scene partners, you know, where it's like, I didn't want to be the heel this time in this scene, but like, look, it happened, you know? But like, this is why I can tell people that I do improv with you. Cause like, these are like real conversations that you need to have with like your team, you know?
Do you ever in improv, do you ever like,
I actually did want to talk about the coffee thing, but continue.
Oh, no, tell me. No, tell me about the actual coffee.
I think that shit is fucking stupid, dude. Are you kidding me? It's so fucking dumb. Oh, my God. if I walk into a coffee shop and some fucking lady goes ill because I got an iced chai latte, because if I have any caffeine, I'll have a panic attack, I'll tell that bitch to beat it. I'll tell her to go. I'll tell her to get out of my favorite coffee shop, because this is my safe space. And I invited you here to spend time with me. I don't need your judgment. And even if you were to judge me, it doesn't fucking matter. Because I'm having this iced chai latte with no espresso and ice and a little bit of whipped cream on top with cinnamon powder dusted on it.
Let's be real. This is what he would say to himself on the inside and go, oh, you don't like this? Okay, on the outside.
Yeah, that's true. On the outside, I'd be like, oh, what should I get?
Yeah.
Oh, what's good here?
What's good here? You're asking if
I want to know. Okay, in that same the same how? What the fuck am I trying to say? Basically, let's say you're going on a date, and she's like, "Hey, let's go to this place. Let's go to this like restaurant." You go, and you see that her plate, she's ordered like 16 tacos and like a big ass like fishbowl margarita, and then maybe like some fries for the table. Like, do you have an immediate impression?
Oh, the fries are for the table. In my mind, I'm like, oh, she got us a lot of food. Like, and then fries for the table.
Wait, what is it? Hold on. What does that say about me that I knew that the first foods were hers?
That you're like Tommy sitting there, like, of course.
I know. I'm like, of course it's all for her. Of course. Absolutely. That's what a reasonable person gets for 100%. Themselves.
I guess I'm more judgmental than I think I'm coming to realize. I'm way more judgmental now. Because I'm like,
oh, yes, very much.
Maybe some people wouldn't walk to that table and be like, oh, shit, look at what they ordered. Because I think I would notice the food and be like, I wouldn't be like, damn, you're eating a lot. I'd just be like, oh, a lot of tacos, big drink, fries for the table. You know, like I would make a mental note of like, this is what this person ordered. Would you do that? Or are you just like, I'm on a date. Let me sit here. And when the waiter comes, I'll order my food. And I'll just continue talking.
I think I'm generally a very polite person. And I think...
You think?
I'm polite to everyone except for my friends that are mean to me.
There you go.
So I think that I don't like assume things, and I could ask, but I'm afraid of making someone uncomfortable with a question. Like, I do feel like the question of, is all that for you? A little bit loaded.
No. We gotta say it like this. You gotta make it a good thing. Like, go, like, that's all yours? And if they respond like, yes, they go, oh, right on.
Yeah. Yeah, you
like,
could.
Be like, oh, yes.
You could. But if they're anything like me, and they have to be a little bit because they're on a date with me.
Sure.
That kind of question would make them look up in fear and go, oh, is this too much? And then to which I would respond, no, it's totally fine. It's totally fine. It's okay.
Oh, no.
And so I don't want to have to, do that. Shut the fuck up though. That's how I'm going to respond. That's how I respond. Oh, no. And I know this about myself.
Oh no.
I know that. I know that that's how I'm going to respond. But in any case, that doesn't matter, because what I'm going to do is sit there and just continue talking. And if she offers me food, I will take that food. But otherwise, I am like, I'll look at the waiter and I'm like, I do what I do on every day. I'm going to order something small, a modest meal that so I can fit in dessert later.
I was going to say, make it two for the table, please.
Make it two for the table. That's good.
Same thing that she got.
That's cute.
That would be very cute.
That would be very cute. I mean, I don't know. I also like this is why I'm a bitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, what?
I'm a fucking bitch.
How'd you get there?
I'm a little bitch. See, I'm a little bitch.
No.
Just let people walk all over me. Let people walk all over me.
That no, that's not what that means.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They'll just eat those six tacos. And the waiter's not even going to come back because he just assumes that all that food is for the table. And I'm not going to correct him. He just keeps walking by. And I can't,
he walks by and sees that you're not eating anything.
Hungry. Yeah, I get hungry and I can't really stop him. And she keeps eating. And I'm like, okay, that's all right. Because, like,
hold on.
Yeah.
Is this a thing that happened in real life?
No.
Okay.
No. It could.
It totally could.
You could though,
but it didn't.
And like
on fries and shit.
I just don't want to judge somebody for how much they're eating. You know what I mean? But it's like,
right?
Like, what if you're sitting at the table with Goku? You know what I mean? And that man puts it away, or Luffy, right? The man puts it away. And you're like, that piece of meat that you just grabbed was off of my plate, but I do understand, and I'm not going to judge you for it.
So saying that is okay. Saying that was off of my plate.
Just kindly notifying them.
As if they didn't know already.
I think that chicken was mine. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's okay. You can see it now, right? Like, you can see me sitting at a dimly
yeah, totally.
Red
every
light
little bit
restaurant.
You described, yeah.
Yeah, just kind of sitting down and patiently smiling and watching the waiter and putting my hand up and going and making that
is
little
your eyebrows
O face.
Like, hello?
Yeah, like a little O face with my mouth, and then he walks right by and I'm like, oh, okay. And then I look back down at my date who isn't making eye contact, just ravenously eating tacos. And
you make eye contact with the waiter, but they go to the table next to you.
Right. And I just patiently sit there. And for some reason, I say to myself, I deserve this.
Oh, whoa.
Just to reaffirm all of it.
She calls the waiter over real quick. And you're like, now's my chance. Now's my chance. I can fucking do it. Waiter comes over. She quickly asks, can I get more salsa? He's like, yeah, sure thing. Walks away. You're like, oh.
Oh.
You can you, like you, know, you really thought about like salsa? Yeah, you watch him
so
walk
pathetic.
Away. You watch him walk away, and you're like, "Oh, he's not that far. I can kind of go." Excuse me, but then you're like, by the time you realize that, he's like already six tables away.
Yeah, he's six tables gone. Somebody else is talking to him. He's talking to Britney Spears. And I look over and I'm like, Britney Spears is having a rougher time than I am. I should just kind of sit here, and then I sit there.
Oh man,
really
paint a picture, man.
Thank you, man. I try. I recently went to an improv show of my favorite improv group in the world called Yeti or Not, and I heard the single most one line brutal insult that I have ever heard. And I cannot wait to use it on somebody.
Was it
you're
me?
Just
did
like pocketing it?
I'm pocketing. I'll say it to you guys right now. I'll say
okay,
it.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. So the scene was to set it up a little bit, you know, like they're at an airline, everyone's waiting, they're frustrated, and one of the improvisers is at like the kiosk and he goes, "Attention all Delta airline flyers. So we're again sorry about the third delay that we're having on this flight. Unfortunately, we can't refund your tickets, but instead Delta is they give you permission to just lay it on me, you know? Just give me what you got." And one of them raises their hand and they're like, "Verbal or physical?" It's like verbal. It's like verbal. And again, and like he fucking, it was Lou Wilson. Lou Wilson fucking throws his hands up, like, God damn it. And he goes, "So you can, And somebody else is like, how close can we get? And he's like, well, you can get up as if you were going to kiss me in the face, but if you shove, I will tase you. So shove, tase, but you can scream right here, but shove, tase. and they look around, and he's like, well, yeah, just do it. And someone's like, oh, well, I guess I'll go first.
All nice.
You look like your kids call their stepdad dad.
Whoa.
Damn.
And the guy goes lay into me about Delta, everyone. About Delta. About the airline, not about not personal attacks so much, but about the airline.
Oh my god.
And then somebody else goes, you look like your mom forgets your birthday.
No.
God.
Anyway,
who said the stepdad thing? Because the dude
that was Vic. That was Vic Michaelis. They they are fucking wonderful. They have like amazing fucking one-liners. The attendant was Jacob Wysocki, who also he's a brilliant actor. Like at one point, he just kind of like he turned away from everyone. He was like, sorry, I'm just gonna need one moment. And he turns away and he just put his hands on his and he just like bent over. And I was like, oh dude, that's so real. He made it feel so fucking real. Just amazing. Damn. Performers, man. Check it out. Yeti or Not in LA at the Elysian. Anyway, I gotta go. No, I have to go.
Okay.
Oh, he has to get, he has to leave by 7.
I do. I'm already late.
Already?